Cool. I like that. All right. Y'all say hi to my wife, Julie. She's watching. Everybody say hi. She's watching online. And she told me, she told Greg she was listening, but then she sent me a message and she said, I don't like looking at that baby gate. And the children's sermon is about this baby gate. Okay? Now, it's really a baby gate, but guess what we call it? Look at it. Does it look worn?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Major.
Look over here. What do you notice about it? Look at it closely. That's close. It's a baby gate, but really, it's a dog gate. Yes. If you'll notice, there's pieces missing. There's teeth marks everywhere. And so a lot of times, like we normally do, when we go out of town, which we were fixing to go, we put the dog gate up, and it keeps the dog in the kitchen and all that. Well, we were in a hurry to go to see Zane. We were going to have him for the week, and we were all excited. And I need two people to help me. We're going to reenact this. Braxton, and you can come right here, bud. Come here. Okay, hold it. So we're in a hurry to go, and Julie has stuff to take to the grandson. And in a hurry, she's not very tall. Okay, that's a problem. And so she decided, and actually I have a box that comes up here that keeps the other dog from climbing. And so she somehow hit, and then I guess she fell on her right hip and broke her hip. I don't want to break my hip. All right, thank you. You sit down. And I will destroy this. We have a new dog gate ordered that you open and walk in and that kind of thing, which everybody says, why didn't you have that? And the reason is this is free. It's no longer a good reason. But, so the dog gate caused my beautiful wife to fall and break her hip. And it was just me and her. And it was awful. She was screaming. She was in a lot of pain. And I would go over because I thought, well, maybe we can save on the ambulance ride and put her in the car and go to the emergency room. It's probably just bruised. But when I touched her, didn't even move her. When I touched her and she screamed, I was like, "Woo, this is bad." So you know what I did? I called someone else to come over. I knew that Miss Cheryl was a nurse, and I knew that her husband, Daryl, and her were coming to play pickleball, so there's good things about pickleball. And I said, "Cheryl, can you come over? I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to call 911. I don't know whether to pick her up," which I knew that wasn't going to happen. So from our church, Miss Cheryl came over, and Mr. Daryl, and they said, "Call 911. So we called 911, and when you're the preacher, everybody watches your house, and there's two ambulances, and Lucian came walking in. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, is Lucian going to pick her up? I mean, I've got all these thoughts going through my mind, and she's laying on the floor, and nobody can hardly touch her, and she's in pain. And I have half the church in my house, which was such a relief. I can't even begin to tell you. I had Greg and Sheila, and I don't even know who all was there, because Brother Bill is a baby when his wife hurts. And I was just over there trying not to cry. And everybody was there, and they were helping. And then the EMT from the ambulance was there. We had all these people helping. But here's what I want you to understand. There's a lot of people that think they don't need other Christians. There's a lot of people who think well, you know, I don't want people getting involved in my life. But let me tell you what the Bible says. In Ecclesiastes 4, verse 6, it says this, or verse 9. Two people are better off than one. Now, just imagine if my wife had fallen and no one would have been there. She did not have her phone near her. She could not move. And she would have had to wait for me to come home to find her. Two are better than one. I was right by her. And then it says, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Then it says this, likewise, two people lying down close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? And then it says this, three are even better. Listen, I'm glad I was there, but I'm glad everybody else was there. Because I didn't know what to do. I needed help, and that's what Christian friends are all about, helping each other when we fall, either physically or spiritually or emotionally. Every one of us need Christian friends. It's essential, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray they'd understand how important it is to be a part of a church family and to have Christian friends, because there's going to come times in their life when they're going to fall, and they're going to need someone to help them. And it's even better to have two or three people. I thank you for them and help them this morning as we worship you together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.